The Associated Press. This is the Associated Press list, although it's apparently culled from experts, as they say. And I'm sure the experts know better than I do when it comes to the top movies of 2022 this past year. With Charlie and Denise and Pat. Mike Perch in for Pat Denise Shannon. Thankfully, Pat's here, our movie expert.
Well, I don't know if I've seen probably most of these, but
well,
check it out.
Have you even heard of any of it? Well, yeah. And you probably have. And I don't. I'm not a moviegoer. You know, I think the last movie I might have seen was the last Star Wars that was released several years ago.
Well, I'm a movie streamer, so I'll watch it at home.
And this always goes to, it's not always the box office sales and the big splashes of PR and things that makes the best movies when the critics and the analysts. So
true.
Here we go.
All right.
It's actually a top 25 list. I'm just going to give you the top five here.
And what is it? It's for top. Who did this?
It says the AP poll, the movie experts on the best films of 2022.
Okay. All right. That's
what they say.
Okay.
So coming in at number one, the winner was The Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, okay. That's Colin Farrell. Yeah. All right. That's up for Golden Globes. And I think it won some Golden Globes, actually. Probably will be up for some Oscars, too.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yes. I know something that. Okay. I know that one.
How about number two, Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No.
Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No. That is a fantastic movie.
Thank you, Mike Percha. Thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw that. Oh man. Starring Michelle Yeoh. If no one is familiar with Michelle Yeoh, she is a phenomenal martial artist. But in this movie, she gets to display her martial arts prowess, but she really shows off her like incredible acting as well.
Okay.
And it's just this kind of mind-bending science fiction goofiness. It's really
mind-bending science fiction goofiness. Yeah. You just defined Mike Perch. Yes.
There you go. That's me.
We mean it with a lot of love, of course.
That's right.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
All right. How about the third on the list? Again, the AP top 25 movies, giving you the top five in 2022, according to the movie experts. Tar. T-A-R, Tar.
That's the Kate Blanchett movie. She's a composer.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. I just heard about it.
Well, I'll trust you on that one.
Look at Michael.
How about number four? Nope.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
N-O-P-E. Nope.
I know that one. Yeah.
Okay,
it's a Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I know. Yeah.
You know, you might have to step aside for being movie expert.
I might, for this one. Michael's all over it.
Number five, The Woman King. The Woman King.
I haven't, I've seen references of it, I don't know much about it.
All right.
Is this the one, hold on, I'm typing this in real quick, is this the one with, Viola Davis, okay, yep, that was the one, that's the one I thought, all right, yeah, I know of it, yes, okay. I've seen some scenes from it, or trailer, so that's about it.
Well, I had to get into the rest of the top 10 to at least find a movie I recognize. Number six is RRR. I've got no clue on that.
No idea.
But number seven is Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, okay.
Hey, all right. All right. Thank you. So there you go. And again, I get it.
So.
Well, since you've given us already those two.
What's that one about?
What's Top Gun?
Nicely played. Yes. That was very good. Number eight.
Who's in that one?
The Fablemans is number eight.
All right.
Women Talking, number nine. And number 10, Glass Onion, A Knives Out Mystery.
All right. I watched that one.
I hear that's pretty good.
I did.
You actually saw one.
Daniel Craig is in that. Yes.
Oh, okay.
the James Bond.
James Bond?
He's not James Bond.
No, he's an American, isn't he, in this
yes,
movie?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Like a Southern guy.
It's not bad. It's not Edward Norton's in it. It is pretty good. Pretty entertaining.
I saw Dave Bautista's in that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
All right, so the top 10 movies, at least Mike and Pat have at least seen one of each.
Yes, that's right.
And I recognize one.
And you recognize one. Still don't know what Maverick's about. We'll have to check that one out. I haven't heard that one.
Who's in that again?